Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Playful Way Creativity, Connection. And Joy Through Everyday Moments of Play by Pyrrha Gilardi is a personal growth and creativity book that argues for playfulness as an adult capacity with practical value. Gilardi. Known as a creative entrepreneur and co-founder of Refinery 29, frames play not as childish distraction, but as a way of meeting pressure, uncertainty, burnout, and disconnection with curiosity and flexibility. The book contrasts the pressured way, marked by forcing, perfectionism, and emotional rigidity, with the playful way, a more experimental and relational approach to daily life. Drawing on personal experience, accessible exercises, and research-informed claims about play, Gilardi positions playfulness as useful in work, relationships, creativity, and difficult emotional moments. Its purpose is not to prescribe leisure activities, but to help adults recover a portable orientation toward wonder, improvisation, connection, and possibility in ordinary situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the shift from the pressured way to the playful way. A central idea in the book is Gilardi's contrast between two modes of living. The pressured way describes the adult tendency to meet difficulty through control, urgency, perfectionism, and self-tightening. It is not merely being busy. It is a posture of forcing outcomes and treating worth as dependent on productivity or competence. The playful way offers a different posture: curiosity before certainty, experimentation before mastery, and responsiveness before rigid planning. This distinction matters because Gilardi is not arguing that play replaces responsibility. Instead, she suggests that playful awareness changes the quality of engagement with responsibility. An airport line, a work problem, or a period of transition can become less emotionally constricted when approached as a space for small acts of imagination or connection. The mechanism is practical play, interrupts automatic stress patterns, and creates room for alternatives. In this sense, the book's argument is less about adding recreational time and more about changing how adults inhabit ordinary moments. Secondly, play is a mindset that travels through work, relationships, and stress. Gilardi emphasizes that play is not confined to games, hobbies, or childlike activities. Her broader definition treats playfulness as a way of paying attention, interacting, and making meaning. This allows the book to apply play to situations where conventional advice might emphasize discipline, efficiency, or emotional management. In work, playfulness can support experimentation and reduce fear of imperfect ideas. In relationships, it can lower defensiveness and create shared moments of surprise or warmth. In stressful circumstances, it can soften the feeling that every problem must be solved through strain. The value of this framing is that play becomes portable. A person does not need special equipment, free time, or a dramatic lifestyle change to practice it. A small reframing, a curiosity question, a movement break, or a silly shared gesture can alter the atmosphere of a moment. The book, therefore, treats play as an everyday practice of attention, rather than a separate category of leisure. Thirdly, inner critics and the social training that suppress adult play. The book gives significant attention to the psychological barriers that prevent adults from being playful. Gilardi names these inhibiting voices as the anti-play posse, a useful shorthand for the inner critics that say play is foolish, embarrassing, unproductive, or unsafe. This theme is important because the loss of playfulness is presented not as a personal failure, but as a learned adaptation. Many adults are trained to equate seriousness with competence and to avoid visible imperfection. As a result, even harmless playful impulses can trigger self-consciousness or fear of judgment. Gilardi's approach is to make these barriers explicit so they can be questioned. The practical implication is that reclaiming play requires vulnerability, not just spontaneity. Adults must become willing to look awkward, try without mastery, and let small experiments fail. By focusing on the inner resistance to play, the book avoids reducing playfulness to cheerful behavior. It treats play as a capacity that often needs permission and protection. Fourthly, the eight powers of play as a framework for creativity and connection. Gilardi organizes part of the book around the eight powers of play, a framework designed to help readers recognize different ways playfulness can function. The available descriptions present these powers as qualities that unlock creativity, connection, resilience, and joy, rather than as a rigid diagnostic system. The framework is useful because it broadens the reader's sense of what counts as play. Some people may associate play only with humor or high energy, but Gilardi's model appears to include forms such as curiosity, wonder, experimentation, imagination, and relational openness. This matters for adults who do not identify as goofy or extroverted. A playful person may be someone who asks unexpected questions, treats mistakes as information, notices odd details, or invites others into a shared moment of lightness. The framework also supports self-application readers can identify which forms of play feel natural and which are underdeveloped. In that way, the eight powers make play concrete enough to practice without narrowing it to one personality type. Lastly, practical exercises that make play small, repeatable, and non-performative. The playful way stands out in part because it links its argument to simple practices rather than leaving playfulness as an attractive ideal. Reported examples include shake breaks, wonder wanders, curiosity prompts, and playful reframing of routine situations. These exercises are deliberately low barrier. Their value lies in repetition and accessibility, not in novelty alone. A shake break can release tension through movement. A wonder wander can restore attention to the environment. A playful question at the start of a meeting can shift a group from efficiency mode into curiosity mode. Ghilardi's emphasis on smallness is important because adult play can easily become either performative or over-designed, especially in workplaces. The book warns implicitly against forced fun, where play becomes another managerial tool or social obligation. Instead, it favors practices that are voluntary, context-sensitive, and integrated into real life. The exercises work best when they create genuine aliveness rather than requiring everyone to display enthusiasm on command. In conclusion, The Playful Way is best suited for adults who feel creatively blocked, emotionally overextended, socially disconnected, or trapped in productivity-centered habits. It will likely appeal to professionals, entrepreneurs, parents, artists, team leaders, and readers of contemporary self-help who want practical change without a highly clinical or rigid program. Its benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, it offers small exercises and reframes that can be used in daily routines, meetings, relationships, and stressful transitions. Intellectually, it challenges the assumption that seriousness is the default mark of maturity and argues that play can coexist with grief, work, ambition, and responsibility. Compared with many books about happiness or creativity, Ghilardi's contribution is its insistence that play is not an occasional reward but an everyday mode of perception and interaction. It also differs from workplace culture books by cautioning against superficial forced fun and emphasizing authentic, context-aware play. The book stands out because it connects personal vulnerability, creative practice, and social connection in a single framework. Readers looking for a traditional productivity system may find its tone less conventional, but those open to experimentation will find a clear and usable case for recovering play as an adult resource. If you would like to support Pyrrha Ghilardi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.